Hello, everyone. Welcome to a summer installment of the Rebel Room. Ryan Green, Ray Brewer, and we're here to talk one thing and one thing only. Obviously, it's not UNLV football or basketball directly because there's nothing going on. We're talking expansion, conference expansion. A lot of people have been saying there it's just going to take the one shoe to drop for everything to set in motion. And the first shoe officially pretty much dropped yesterday with Nebraska all but announcing that they're going to be going to the Big Ten. Colorado leaves to the Pac-10. It's rumored that five Big 12 South schools are going to head to the Pac-10. It's looking like the Big 12 is about to get dismantled. So what does it all mean for the Mountain West, Ray? And that's what we're here to talk about now. The only thing we've heard lately with the Mountain West was Craig Thompson on Monday announcing that the league would not be extending an invitation yet to anyone, and the school rumored most heavily was Boise State. What are we thinking now? Personally, I thought not inviting Boise State this week was a mistake. I think you're going to invite them anyway at some point. Doesn't matter what happens everywhere else. If you're going to want to add more schools, you get Boise State right in the fold, and it's become pretty apparent that they want to be part of it.
Yeah, and Boise State makes the most sense for football. I guess I'm okay with the Mountain West waiting to see what happens where all the teams wind up, because there's going to be some teams from the Big 12 available that could potentially add into the Mountain West, and it looks like that the landscape of college sports is going to be these mega 16-team conferences. And with the teams left from the Big 12, you know, namely Kansas, which is great in basketball, obviously, and schools like Iowa State, even though they're not, you know, dominant athletically,
they have some name.
They have a following.
Yeah.
And they're in another market. I think the Mountain West is positioning itself to maybe be like the fourth best conference out there. So they're going from a mid-major to a major all of a sudden. And I think it was great for them just to kind of wait and see. Obviously, you want to get a BCS bid because of the money associated with land in one of those games. And having Boise in the league, I would say, gives you a great chance to land that bid. Now it's just a matter of waiting to see if the school's rumored to go to the Pac-10 from the Big 12.
Pull
the trigger, and does it happen? The weird thing, and I mentioned it to you when I saw you today first thing, how about that Nebraska-Oklahoma Rose Bowl? Because obviously the Rose Bowl usually takes the Pac-10 champion and the Big 10 champion. And with Nebraska going to the Big 10 and Oklahoma going to the Pac-10, usually they would play in some preseason game or when they were back in, the Big 8, they were in the same league or what have you. But Shaken and Dyson, Ryan, you cover UNLV sports. You've been on the road for two years with the team. You know some of the drives associated with playing in this league. In terms of travel, guy, what do you specifically see as kind of a hiccup to the Mountain West expanding, or do you think it could work out?
Well, see, that's the thing. I think if you're talking about a geographic thing here, the Mountain West is in a better position than anybody. I mean, look at the schools that the Pac-10 is taking in. I mean, they're from two time zones away. You know, look at the Mountain West. A few of the schools rumored. Boise, it's pretty much in the territory. Kansas State, it's an extra hour flight from Denver, which you're already flying to go to Colorado State, Wyoming, Air Force. So geographically, the Mountain West is in a pretty cherry position here, I think. I think it's become pretty clear that geography, nobody's really factoring it in. You know, look at the Pac-10. I mean, you're going to have Texas Tech and Washington State playing women's soccer games. Think about the pain in the ass that's that travel.
The drives.
Yeah, and, you know, the Mountain West is in a pretty cherry position. Like I said, this is where they need to have some vision. They need to be proactive. Craig Thompson said on Monday they want to be proactive. Well, now's the time to prove it, because you've got everyone grabbing for lifeboats here. You know, throw a couple out there. Throw a couple rafts out there. Ask, you know, what is the harm in asking Kansas and Kansas State if they want to come to the Mountain West? What's the worst that can happen? They say no.
Exactly. And
it's not embarrassing.
Yeah. One thing in terms of basketball, which obviously UNLV's basketball program, it's bread and butter program. Mm-hmm. What happens 6 o'clock Las Vegas time every Monday? During basketball season.
Big Monday.
Now, are schools like Kansas and Kansas State that are part of that Big Monday with the Big 12, Are they going to give up that ESPN slot, which is so crucial to recruiting and just getting your name out there to play on the mountain? Well, I think to make this happen, some TV deals are going to have to be broken and rearranged.
And that's why this is all so great for the Mountain West, because what do Mountain West fans complain about more than anything? It's the TV deal. Last year, the New Mexico BYU men's basketball game. You know, the New Mexico UNLV men's basketball game on stations where no one could see it. This offers the league an opportunity to get out of a bad TV deal. Kansas would not come to the Mountain West without amends to that TV deal. They're not going to give up those 10 games a year on ESPN primetime. Benefits the whole league. You know, gets UNLV on ESPN, gets New Mexico on ESPN, gets Utah, BYU, all of them on ESPN. It just, the opportunity's there. And, you know, I went to Kansas. I have a lot of friends there, and they're all complaining. Look, I know how the Kansas fans are going to react if they wind up going to the Mountain West. They're gonna immediately think they're above it. But think about how competitive a basketball league this becomes. How much more competitive? And take the football programs from KU and K-State. Two programs that have been to BCS games before. It's a pretty big deal. And you know, like you said, adding Boise in, if the BCS is still around, you're right in line for an automatic bid.
And even before all this happened, the Mountain West has made so many strides in the last 3 or 4 years with, you know, TCU going to a BCS game, Utah destroying Alabama in a BCS game, the basketball league getting four teams into the NCAA tournament this year. And it's a league definitely on the rise, and it's just a matter of continuing that growth. And it's a perfect opportunity, like you said. You throw Kansas basketball in, you've got such a great basketball league. Wouldn't you love to see Kansas playing at BYU in a league game? Nobody wins at the Marriott Center. Mm-hmm. KU.
It'd be a marquee matchup, and yeah, it's a league matchup.
And it's a game that people around the nation would want to watch on TV, and it's something that the Mountain West could provide. Football, if you get Boise State, Boise State-Utah, great game. Boise State-BYU, great game. TCU in the mix. The Mountain West now has four elite football schools with Boise, TCU, Utah, and BYU, and the others aren't that far behind. Mm-hmm. Even UNLV's won, you know, five games the last so years. They're knocking down the
Air
door.
Air Force and Wyoming on the way up.
Air Force is respected nationwide for its offense, for being a military academy and having some size restrictions with its linemen and still being able to do what they do. I think Air Force being in the conference is a bonus. Mm-hmm. And I think people would take great pride in playing Air Force. Now, getting to Air Force to play the game is another question. But nonetheless, I think Air Force is a great part of the league. Ultimately, I think the wheels are in motion. What do you think? Do you think that the Mountain West is going to expand? It's just a matter of when, or do you think this isn't a done
deal? Well, I hope they are. I have no inside information here. They're not really showing their hand too much. But I'll tell you what, they need to. Because if you think that the Big 12 is going to sit there and let that name go by the wayside, you don't think KU, K-State, Iowa State, Baylor, whatever's left of that conference is going to get together and say, all right, let's go to the Mountain West and let's take BYU, Air Force, and Utah. I mean, it's eat or be eaten right now. Kill or be killed. Mountain West needs to, I mean, if they want to talk the big game and get in the BCS hunt, they got to make the moves right now, I think. And, you know, let's be real. This is all about football. The basketball earning potential maxed out with the NCAA tournament. It's maxed out. If the Mountain West wants to get in with the big boys, think about what we said. Boise, KU, K-State. That gives a league with 12 teams, 5 programs that have been to BCS games since the BCS was formed.
I'm not a big fan of the 16
teams. I'd cap it at 12, too.
I'd cap it at 12. Now, I was here when UNLV was part of that 16-team whack that just failed miserably.
Now, you were talking about that earlier. Granted, I was not here when that was going on. Why was that so bad? What was the detriment to that? To just kind of refresh people and for people who don't know, like me, inform us.
Well, I think one of the big things is that a lot of the mega conferences we see right now are television-based. You get, schools like, you know, University of Texas, which has got the Dallas market, or Colorado, which has got the Denver market, you know, combining, going into the Pac-10 where you've got, you know, L.A. and Phoenix, and it's a win-win. If you look at some of the teams that were in the WAC, it was, you know, Tulsa, SMU, UNLV, And, you know, the WAC then was just like, you know, gunslinger league that would play late at night, and, you know, you'd see BYU beating Wyoming 54-38 in football. And it, I think it was just poorly planned out. You also had a trip down to Hawaii because Hawaii was part of the league. And, you know, at the time, UNLV was only good at basketball, and they owned the, you know, the PCAA and then the Big West. And then, you know, they kind of had to go into this league.
It wasn't concentrated at all.
Yes, yeah, it was just a poor decision, and I think it only lasted, you know, maybe 3 years, but it just, it was a different era. I mean, the landscape of sports is so different right now in this day and age. There's so much media attention with, you know, whatever kind of cable and satellite package you have, and the internet and everything up to date, and it's just a different world. And I mean, obviously, UNLV, great town. Las Vegas is a marquee city. Come host your tournaments here. UNLV is a university on the rise. I give you another example. This expansion, while football is the moneymaker, basketball, a lot of visibility, it also includes some of the Olympic sports. And, you know, a lot's been making about UNLV's never been to Omaha. Mm-hmm. Its baseball program has never even won a regional. Well, look at the league they're in and ask yourself why. You know, Colorado State doesn't play baseball. Wyoming doesn't play baseball. Air Force is awful at baseball. Utah is awful at baseball. Now you bring in some more teams, and maybe, you know, the level of play in the league gets better, and you could get over that hurdle. You know, UNLV doesn't even play soccer in its own league because there's not enough teams to do it. You know, it's track program, you know, that competes against virtually nobody. So in addition to that, and I know those sports are non-revenue driven, but they do cost money.
Yeah.
So if you could turn a little profit with maybe going to Omaha or playing some games on a good TV network, you know, more power to you.
All right. Well, look, the dominoes are going to continue to fall here in the coming weeks. We're going to be here with you. We're going to keep covering it. We're going to keep you up to date on everything that's going on here at LasVegasSun.com. And you're – now let's close it with this. I think I've already kind of made my mind clear. And your dream scenario for the Mountain West, mine is they add Boise, KU, and K-State. What would yours be?
I'd have to agree with you. The only other thing I could possibly see is if, you know, KU or K-State feels that it's beneath them to join the league, would you want to consider maybe a UNR?
Fresno State.
To join the league. Would you want to go into the WAC and take somebody and put them into the league? Somebody, I mean, Fresno would make sense for your football argument as well, and it fits into everything. I just find it hard that, you know, because KU is just this elite basketball program, and they're coming from the Big 12, and I just think it'd be such a step down for them, even though it's
not. They might not be able to get over that.
Yeah, and I think there's really a perception where, you know, Mountain West is a mid-major conference. Big 12 is an elite conference, and those people there think it's the best conference, even though obviously the SEC is, you know, is I think the best conference. Mm-hmm. So are they going to be able to get over that and to join a league? I really don't see it happening. I mean, maybe I'm an optimist, you know, maybe I'm a pessimist, I'm sorry, but, you know, I remember the days when UNLV was in the PCAA playing football against Long Beach State. And for them to be included in the mix with, you know, Kansas and Kansas State as part of their regular.
It's another level.
It's a whole nother level. And I don't know if UNLV is ready for it. You know, they got great basketball coach, great basketball program. Football, three bowl games ever, haven't had a winning record since 2000. You know, some of the other sports, absolutely a train wreck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, golf. Basketball, kind of the lone exceptions. Are they ready to be part of that big time? Are some of the other programs in the league ready for that?
Yep.
I don't know. To be announced.
We're going to wait and see. And like we said, we'll be here with you every step of the way. For Ray Brewer, I'm Ryan Green. This has been the Rebel Room Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.